And that's why it's going to continue. We'll tell you all about it.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Now that the holiday's over, the next round of Metro disruptions get started this morning.
Phases 3 and 4 of Metro's Safe Track program will impact you if you need to get to Reagan National between now and the 18th. Free shuttle buses will be provided at the Braddock station until the 11th and the Pentagon City and Crystal City stations from the 12th to the 18th. Margaret McKeough is with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority.
We have shared ride as well, and I'm happy to advise that we are within walking distance of Crystal City should you take the Metro bus option into Crystal City.
She says should you choose to park instead, it's best to reserve your spot online ahead of time. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama joins Hillary Clinton at a campaign appearance today in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Once it became clear Hillary Clinton would be the Democrats' nominee, just under a month ago, President Obama released a video to his supporters.
I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office.
On the day it was released, the president had already met with Senator Bernie Sanders in the morning at the White House. It was unclear if Mr. Obama had told Sanders of what was coming, but it was clear the president wanted to back a candidate more than willing to embrace his legacy. Bob Costantini, Washington.
NASA has made history again. Scientists have successfully inserted a spacecraft into Jupiter's orbit to get the closest look ever at our solar system's oldest and largest planet.
The orbiter Juno got past Jupiter's intense radiation and high-velocity dense debris and into the first of 37 orbits around what's called the king of our solar system. This orbit, 53 days, should start sending science back around the end of August. Scientists hope to get information that could lead to humankind's most fundamental question. How'd we get here?
Correspondent Jim Roop. There's a new problem presenting a health challenge to the Rio Olympic Games.
Researchers at the Rio Federal University tested the city's beaches for a year and discovered high levels of the dreaded superbug, drug-resistant bacteria that have been turning up in hospitals. The highest levels of superbacteria found on the shores of Guanabara Bay, site of the Olympic sailing event a month from now.
Correspondent Shasta Darlington. AAA is warning D.C. drivers of a sticker shock you should know about.
Insurance rates have increased dramatically in the District of Columbia, and one reason for that is because of the overall number of crashes increasing.
AAA's John Townsend says car insurance rates are going up more here than anywhere else in the country.
The District of Columbia leads the nation in the biggest increase in crash costs and insurance costs in the country, according to a recent survey.
And Townsend says because rates are soaring in D.C., you, the good driver, may be paying $400 to $700 more than your neighbor across the line in Maryland or Northern Virginia. A judge in Baltimore hears pretrial motions today, a day ahead of the start of the trial of the next of the six Baltimore cops charged in Freddie Gray's death. Police Lieutenant Brian Rice faces charges of manslaughter, assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. 2 weeks ago, Judge Barry Williams acquitted Officer Caesar Goodson on similar charges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 48,63. Sports, Max Scherzer gives up just one run and four hits, but the Nats lose to Milwaukee. The O's losing streak reaches five with a loss to the Dodgers, and Venus and Serena Williams among those advancing to the women's quarterfinals at Wimbledon. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I am El Rushmore. He of the dulcet tones and the vocal vibrations, the rhetoric in resonance.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Try this, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Tom's Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Get your carpets cleaned for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway at Mormon Temple and an accident on the shoulder. Northbound 95 Virginia, the on-ramp from Prince William Parkway. There's a crash. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road. An overturned vehicle. They now move to the shoulder. Eastbound 66 and 29. That's the scene of a crash. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Top and Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Under mostly cloudy skies, chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We get up to around 90. Tonight, a few clouds. Straight thunderstorm possible early, low 74 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Vienna, 72 in Hyattsville, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A homeless man's been arrested in Italy in the death of an American student. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 right now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. This morning, we've got Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff sitting in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Gunny.
Good morning. So glad to be here.
Are you awake? Are you happening? Are you
I
doing your thing?
I am very
Did you
awake.
Play your reverie? Are you?
I'm always awake. I'm a Marine.
You are. You never sleep.
Ready to go to battle.
Absolutely. She's wearing her combat boots, too.
Oh, please.
If you want to call those combat boots. 7:05 brings us Representative Pete Hoekstra. He's the former head of the House Intelligence Committee. He's going to join us to talk about this rash of terror attacks we saw over the weekend in the Muslim world. At 8:05, Susan Freccia, Washington Examiner, Congress back in session. And then at 8:35, Vince Colonnais from Daily Caller talk about, Hillary Clinton's FBI interview and also the latest in the Trump campaign. In fact, let's turn right there as everyone is looking at the Trump campaign and counting down the days to the Republican National Convention. And we assume sometime between now and the first day of the convention, which will be July 18th in Cleveland, Ohio, that Mr. Trump will name his running mate. So who do you want it to be? And probably more importantly, who don't you want it to be of some of the names that are being floated out there? Is there someone that's like, oh my gosh, please don't pick that person? 888-630-9625. Who should the Trump Veep be and who shouldn't it be? 888-630-WMAL. Let me tell you some of the names here and why people are speculating right now. Everyone is trying to read the tea leaves or the tweet leaves for that matter as Donald Trump tweets out some hints about who might be on the short list. Donald Trump tweeted this yesterday. Spent time with Indiana Governor Mike Pence and family yesterday. Very impressed. Great people. Why would he meet with Mike Pence and the family?
Oh, he's a he's a Twitter beast, and he wanted to keep us all on the hook. You
Trump?
Know? So he, yes, of course.
Yeah,
and so he tweeted all day.
Yeah, well, he needs to calm down on the tweeting a little bit, I think. But there's that, and then there's this one. Senator Tom Cotton was great on Meet the Press yesterday. Despite a totally one-sided interview by Chuck Todd, the end result was solid. So Senator Tom Cotton, impressive guy, first-year senator, but also was in the House for a while, Iraq War veteran, a really smart guy. And then there's this one. I look forward to meeting Joni Ernst today in New Jersey. She's done a great job as senator of Iowa.
Right,
Joni Ernst,
right.
Woman, also an Iraq War combat veteran, coming out of Iowa, kind of a upstart, non-traditional politician. And then, of course, Newt Gingrich continues to hover around the scene. Chris Christie continues to hover around the scene. Who do you think Donald Trump should pick as his running mate? These are the names that seem to be the short list. What do you think? 888-630-WML. What do you think?
Well, I'm not a fan of, I mean, I really appreciate everything that Newt Gingrich has done on the campaign trail. I think he's really solidified a lot of things for Donald Trump, and the same with Chris Christie. But optics are critical, and people know this because the elections are emotional for people. And I just think that Newt Gingrich's history, I'm uncomfortable with him, but I know I'm going to probably get lashed at by a lot of Virginians. We don't need to go back to the past. I think that's a big part of it, is that we're trying to get rid of, and that's bringing the Clinton thing right back
to
life.
You're absolutely right. I completely agree with you. Newt Gingrich is a great man, great American, great conservative.
He did a fabulous job as Speaker of the House.
His time has passed.
But I think that's done.
That's right. And also, here's the other problem with Newt Gingrich. Donald Trump is a undisciplined campaigner. He will just say whatever's on his mind, and he will answer any question off the top of his head. And guess what? Same with Newt Gingrich. Ditto for Newt Gingrich.
You don't need two of them.
We don't need both.
No.
We need someone who can stay on message and actually do their job to hammer Hillary Clinton.
But to say you're different, to say you're going against the establishment, and then to get somebody who was from the past. Now, granted, Newt Gingrich has always been what you would call an outsider, but you're not an outsider after you've been Speaker of the House as many years as he has been.
Here's my other problem with Newt Gingrich, and again, I respect him, and I think that he's great, and I love him when he comes on the show. He's a wonderful guest. We live in a television age right now, and I hate to say it. First of all,
that's the optics I'm concerned with.
He's actually older than Hillary Clinton, which is, I think, also a problem because we're trying to say that we've got some new ideas and we're fresher. But here's the other, and I've said this for a long time about Newt Gingrich, and it's just an unfortunate thing. Even when Newt Gingrich smiles, he looks mean. And it plays into this whole mean the Republicans are mean.
Optics
the Republicans are mean.
Are
Republicans
critical.
Are mean.
And also the same with Chris Christie. His poll numbers have decreased immensely in New Jersey. He is not as popular ever since some of the scandals had surfaced. His day of being just this golden child is somewhat gone, mm-hmm. I think. And when you do look at how they both look physically, there is a huge voting base that does look at image. Whereas these other folks that he interviewed or spoke with all have a very polished image. They're slim. They have a youthfulness, and they're fairly new to politics. They're not somebody who's been in the scene for the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah. I also don't think that the future of the Republican Party or the future of our country belong to two loudmouths from New York and New Jersey.
It is a bit much for the rest of the country.
We need some balance. So now that's we both agree on who shouldn't be on the list, who shouldn't be the vice president, which, by the way, pretty much guarantees that it's going to come down to Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie.
Right. If we don't want it,
have we been
happen.
Right about this stuff? But who would you like? You've got a couple of combat war veterans here.
Well, combat. Let's be careful here. Combat means you fought in combat. There's thousands. She served in a combat zone. There's a difference to that.
Okay.
And I have
Thank
difficulty
you.
As much as I like her, and I really, really liked her, but I am concerned, and maybe this is something that could get corrected in the near term, but she signed off when John McCain to have women drafted into ground combat roles, meaning fighting in the infantry. And I'm hopeful there's a letter going around that's going to hopefully have many senators. Hopefully she will sign on to it to ask McCain to get this removed from the National Defense Authorization Act. I'm concerned with that because her voice up on the Senate as a female senator, Republican, is like the voice of six or seven senators. It's a powerful voice. So for myself, I have a personal problem with that. And I'm hopeful that she will come out and realize that is about winning a war, not trying to have this diversity when we go fight ISIS.
Is that a deal breaker for you, though, if he does pick her? Because she's got a lot going for her.
Well, deal breaker, no. My other, he could pretty much pick anybody, and I'm still going to vote for him simply because I can't vote for Hillary. Hillary will be far more detrimental to the military, far more detrimental to national security and the economy. This is a clear choice for me. People who say never Trump, never Hillary, which I got a lot of people tweeting me on, I'm thinking, so you basically, as a veteran, are suggesting that she could do anything better than Donald Trump? No, she's... a con artist.
Joni Ernst is the, she's a member, a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa Army National Guard. She is the first woman to represent Iowa in the United States Congress. She's the first female veteran from any state to serve in the U.S. Senate.
Which is fabulous.
And she's one of those people who came out of nowhere. People thought that there was no way that she could win in the primary, and she did. And remember, she's the one who did that ad, that brilliant ad that said that she knew a little something about hogs, and she was going to, you know, do some
castrating.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
and it was, I am a big fan of her, and so it's not a deal breaker. And plus, the National Defense Authorization Act has not gone through yet. It's still got a long way to go. And I think I've worked with her office, so I do think that this will be something that would be very, very small for me in the end. And, you know, if she's on the ticket, I think optics, again, will look fabulous because he will be running against two women.
She spent 14 months in Kuwait, 2003 through 2004. She was a company commander during the Iraq War, and her unit was ordered into active federal service in 2003 at Johnston, Iowa. And this was when she was with the reserves. She also was the she's a lieutenant colonel in the logistics branch, commanding the 185th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion out of Camp
Dodge. Logistics, yeah. That's what I served in.
All right. So, and you got to be pretty smart to be able to do stuff like that, clearly, Jesse.
Well, you just got to be smart to be able to serve. The criteria to join the military has gotten so difficult. I mean, you can't get in with flat feet, but now you can get in if you're transgender. Go figure.
Well, but that's certainly not the case with Joni Ernst. meanwhile, another bona fide combat war veteran, Senator Tom Cotton,
Absolutely. Who
has an incredible history and an incredible bio and is an accomplished
really
guy.
Polished.
We will tell you more about him in a moment and discuss Pence. And we'd like you to join the discussion. Who would you like Donald Trump to pick if you're in the mood for picking someone? Or are you like Jesse Jane Duff? And it's like, it doesn't matter. Either way, he's got my vote because I can't vote for Hillary. Or if you're on the fence and you still don't know if you can support Donald Trump, is there someone that he could pick that could make a difference to you? Give us a call. 888-630-WMAL. Who should be on the list and who shouldn't be on the list, as all eyes are on veep stakes in the Republican Party. Right now it's 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Interloop of the Beltway at Mormon Temple. There's an accident on the shoulder. Northbound 95 Virginia, the on-ramp from the Prince William Parkway. There is a crash and some heavy volume opens Boulevard going up to the Prince William Parkway. Also northbound 95 Virginia, this time near Dale City. An accident blocks the left lane. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road. Overturned vehicle on the shoulder. Eastbound 66 at Washington Boulevard. An accident on the shoulder. Southbound BW Parkway. It's heavy volume. Greenbelt going up to Annapolis Road in the District Canal Road Northwest near Arizona Avenue. A downed tree. And the Bethesda River Road at Willard Avenue. There's standing water on the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and storms, high near 90 degrees. Tonight, few clouds, stray thunderstorm possible, low 74. And tomorrow, early fog in the morning on your drive-in, then increasing clouds and a stray shower possible in the afternoon tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 92. Right now, 75 degrees, 6:16 on WMAL.
Providing the care you need, when you need it, is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
6:17 on WMAL. We're talking about the various people who could be on Donald Trump's shortlist. I think a lot of people were surprised to see Tom Cotton on that list. He's a Republican out of Arkansas, which is kind of a nice little tweak there, considering the Clintons came from Arkansas. To throw an Arkansan on there would be interesting. There's no doubt that Tom Cotton has a bright future ahead of him, whether he chooses right now to join Donald Trump and be on the shortlist there, or actually be on the ticket. I'd be surprised if he took the opportunity, but he could very well do it. He, by the way, was born in 1977, so he's a relatively young man as well, which I think could be a good contrast to both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Around the time I was born.
Around the time, okay.
I'm in denial I'm with over.
You. No, I think the I assumed you were born in the 80s. You look like an 80s girl.
Yeah, it was about 82,
inspired by Madonna, maybe the Go-Go's. Tom Cotton is, so he's 39 years old, and he is an Iraq war veteran. Here's the cool thing. He was a lawyer, Tom Cotton was, down in Arkansas. And when 9/11 happened, he went to go join up. And the guy who was recruiting said, okay, fine. Well, you're a lawyer. You got your advanced degree. You can join the JAG Corps and you can be a captain. And he said, No. I don't want to be a lawyer for the military. I want to go kill the bad guys. And he enlisted. And he went over. Next thing you knew, he was jumping out of airplanes.
I really think that's cool. That's fabulous to me. Because to take the enlisted option is knowing that you're going to get paid less. You're not doing it for prestige. You're not going to have people saluting you. You're doing the saluting. And I just think that's very prestigious. He came in a little bit older also. He wasn't 18, 19, like most young men and women are joining the Marine Corps, for that matter. So for him to go in and not want to be commissioned, taking, you know, he could have checked that box. And we all know veterans who's kind of have these glossy records. He did not go in to check a box. He really had honor and duty in his mind.
I just wonder if he's ready to take this on. And also, frankly, I mean, I'll go ahead and be cynical about it. He does have a bright future. And I think that most people who have a bright future right now in the Republican Party are concerned about potentially tainting that future by being associated with what many people in town think might be a pretty challenging campaign and a pretty challenging task to be the running mate of Donald Trump. It's not going to be an easy job because you're going to have to, you know, look at all the stuff that Donald Trump ends up doing that ends up being these mini controversies. And you're going to have to not only be someone who can fulfill the role of being a potential vice president, but you've also got to be to answer for all this and be on the front lines and be really deft at deflecting the media that say, you know, well, you know, Donald Trump said this. Do you stand by that? Donald Trump is clearly this. What do you think? You know, that's a skill.
Rational person. Next to Donald Trump. You've got to balance that out.
David and Sterling, you're on WMAL. Who do you want on the list? Who don't you want on the list?
Good morning. First of all, I'm going to give you an example as to why. With what you were talking about with McCain earlier and women on the front line, the only reason why they're doing that is so the transgenders can get in there. They won't be able to do that if they don't allow women there, right? Second of all, as far as a running mate, I'm with you, Miss. I don't like Newt Gingrich or Chris Christie. If Trump wants to make America great again, he's going to have to find somebody who is not a politician that's brown around the edges. He's going to have to find somebody new to tackle these social issues that are downgrading this country the way it is.
Well, David, he's already said he's going to pick somebody who knows their way around Washington, and two of the people on this list, Senator Ernst and Senator Cotton, have been in Washington only for a couple of years, but would you consider them to be new, as you put it? Okay, thanks, David, for the call. No answer on that. Pence, by the way, the governor of Indiana, he knows his way around Washington.
He was a
congressman for a long time.
Great governor.
He's done a good job in Indiana. The people of Indiana love him, and that could be an interesting choice. A lot of people think that Pence has an opportunity to be president.
These are clearly three polished, attractive as far as optics, their backgrounds, their histories. Everything about all three of these is very good. It's probably going to be a tough toss-up. It's going to be a lot about gelling and personalities, people who have figured out how to work with Donald Trump's personality himself. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really going to be down to that. And again, I reinforce optics. It appears that we're going to have two women on the Democratic ticket running. And
you think it's a done deal that Elizabeth Warren's going to run with Hillary?
It appears so.
Really?
I mean, they had matching outfits in that last... it's highly probable.
I don't think she's picking
Elizabeth Warren.
No, because Elizabeth Warren outshines her. She's going to pick somebody that is going to sit
but
in the back seat.
She needs all the help she can get elected. She wants the office more than Warren.
She's way too confident and arrogant to think that she needs anything. That I disagree with you. But we're talking about Trump right now.
Donald Trump.
This.
But I think optics-wise, it's very helpful. But again, that's not my criteria by any means. All three of these people are highly qualified. I'm impressed with all three. I like all three for various reasons.
I like them all, but I want Mike Pence to be the guy if this is the final three, and I'll tell you why in just a moment and continue with your calls at 6:23.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound 95 Virginia, the on-ramp from Prince William Parkway, an accident. Traffic backs up to Opitz Boulevard. Northbound near Dale City, there's a crash taking out the left lane. Southbound 95 in Maryland near 100, there is an accident. Southbound 270 is slow approaching Old Georgetown Road due to an overturned vehicle. Traffic brought to you by Here Maps, the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic and roadwork updates, public transit maps and schedules, and all the info you need to keep moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly clouds for our Tuesday. Chance for showers and storms will top out right around 90. Tonight, a few clouds. Stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74. Early patchy fog tomorrow. Slight chance for showers and storms, high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now. It's 626.
I assume they'll want to be celebratory at the convention, so we'll know when we're at the convention who it is. Should we assume he will release that before the convention?
I think that probably is not a good assumption.
It's not a good assumption.
But I don't think it's a good thing to assume that. He could, but right now, you know, he's really going through this process and being very deliberate about it and will take as much time as is necessary to make a good choice.
Ben Carson yesterday speaking on Fox Business Channel about the timing of the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump. We're asking you who should be and shouldn't be on the list. Real fast, I like Mike Pence not only because of his great job as governor, and I like governors, but I also like the fact that he used to be a talk radio host. And talk radio hosts are good at
communication usually, yeah, except
exactly.
In this case
of summarizing an idea and being able to deliver it quickly and effectively, and right. Also dealing with a lot of negativity and dealing with people who are coming at him, and whoever this is, listen, they got one job, to get the president elected, honestly.
Right,
they don't really
right.
have a job after that.
Well, except the vote in the Senate when you got to be a tiebreaker. You know,
how often does that happen with
Biden? And make humorous comments like Uncle Joe does.
Exactly. How about Hoke and Sterling? You're on WMAL. Who should be on the list?
Hey, good morning. I'm like you. I like Pence, and I'm really good with anybody on the list except Christie. And I would like to see Newt Gingrich as his White House chief of staff.
Yeah, I think so. Gingrich is going to have a role either way, for sure.
Would
be interesting.
Right. That would be, that's fine. I just, for this ticket, they got to think about optics.
Michael and Franconia, you got an idea who should be on Trump's shortlist for Veep?
I sure do. I have the ultimate. A woman that could belly up to the bar and butt chest with Hillary Clinton.
Well, Jesse Jane Duff is busy.
Trump.
We've got her.
Her name is Ann Coulter.
Oh,
dear.
Ann Coulter wrote the book on politics.
Yeah. No, listen, Michael, I love Ann Coulter, and that would just for what we do, for the entertainment aspect, for the conversation aspect, for angering the left and getting Democrats just their heads blowing up
but
left and right.
Outspoken people like
what
that.
What could go wrong with that?
Nothing.
All right, Ann Coulter for Veep. It's 628 on WMAO.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL, the Montgomery County bag tax is a big disaster if you believe that the whole purpose was to keep people from using bags. Because guess what? You're using just as many bags as before the bag tax. Why? Do you just not care? It's 5 cents, but what if it were 25 cents or 50 cents or a dollar? The bag tax after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. No apology from Donald Trump for a tweet his campaign sent out last week that many have said was anti-Semitic.
Donald Trump firing back at critics who say the star shape in the tweet his campaign posted evokes anti-Semitic imagery, calling the attacks false and ridiculous. Trump singling out Hillary Clinton's campaign, which called his tweet blatantly anti-Semitic and part of a pattern. In a statement, Trump says the former Secretary of State is trying to divert attention from dishonest behavior of herself and her husband.
Correspondent Jason Carroll on the Democratic side. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton hitches a ride on Air Force One today as President Obama accompanies her to a campaign stop in North Carolina.
As many times as we have heard President Obama deliver these veiled and not veiled slams against Donald Trump, this today will be the first time he is actually out on the campaign trail. And Hillary Clinton will fly on Air Force One with him here to North Carolina. That should tell you how important North Carolina is. It is a battleground state.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. The fireworks show in the National Mall came off as planned last night despite the rain, but elsewhere around the region, a number of fireworks displays were postponed until tonight. Greenbelt's fireworks show has been pushed back to tonight. So has the show at the University of Maryland College Park. Fireworks in Gaithersburg and on Solomon's Island have been rescheduled for this Friday night, and Frederick has rescheduled its fireworks display for July 24th. In New York, the investigation continues to find out where an explosive device came from that severely injured a college student from Fairfax. The 18-year-old stepped on something in Central Park Sunday, setting off an explosion that cost him his left foot and part of his leg. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 48,63. Sports, the Nationals offense couldn't support another outstanding Max Scherzer outing as the Nats lose to the Brewers. The Orioles lose to the Dodgers, and at Wimbledon, among those advancing, Venus and Serena Williams, Andy Murray and Roger Federer. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk, and it disappears.
It really works. Look, this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway at College Park, there's an accident on the shoulder. Also some heavy volume Wisconsin Avenue to Connecticut Avenue. The outer loop slows down 95 to New Hampshire Avenue as you work your way up to University Boulevard. Northbound 95 Virginia, the on-ramp from Prince William Parkway, it's partially blocked due to an accident. Also northbound is slow ride Opitz Boulevard going up to the Prince William Parkway. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road, an overturned vehicle now on the shoulder. In the District Canal Road Northwest near Arizona Avenue, a downed tree blocks a lane. Westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road, a downed tree. That one's blocking all lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly clouds for our Tuesday. Chance for showers and storms will top out right around 90. Tonight, a few clouds. Stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74. Early patchy fog tomorrow. Slight chance for showers and storms, high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Haymarket, 72 in Gaithersburg, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 637. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Larry O'Connor here alongside Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Jesse Jane, good to have you.
Good morning, and motivated.
Thanks for coming in uniform. I really appreciate
that. Oh, please.
They
could go on Twitter and see the beautiful blue dress I have on.
You can see exactly what she looks like on Twitter. Coming up at 7:05, Representative Pete Hoekstra. He is the former House Intelligence Chairman, and we're going to talk to him about the rash of terrorist attacks over the weekend. 8:05, Susan Ferriccio, Washington Examiner, Congress back in session this week. And then at 8:35, Vince Colonnese from the Daily Caller. We'll talk about the Trump campaign and this non-controversy over a six-pointed star. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Thanks, Donald Trump and the media. And also about Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, she got interviewed by the FBI. Why aren't we talking about that?
Exactly.
That's all coming up today on Mornings on the Mall.
Take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags.
take your canvas bags to the supermarket.
It was supposed to be such a beautiful utopian world that Montgomery County created for us. We would all take our canvas bags to the market to take our food and groceries back home because we wanted to avoid the 5 cents per bag charge that they levied on all purchases in Montgomery County. And in so doing, by bringing our canvas bags and making us feel so good about ourselves for not using that plastic bag, we would save the planet. That was the idea because we were so concerned about paying the nickel. Well, here's what happened. Nobody cared about paying the nickel, and the use of these bags is up. The actual plastic bag sales grew last year by 3.2%. So people are using more bags than ever in Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are saying, well, because it's only a nickel. So they're just going to keep charging it, of course, because the government loves getting money. And so all of those, all of the people who told you that the reason they wanted the bag tax in Montgomery County was to keep people from using the plastic bags, they were lying to you. They just wanted more money, and they were trying to figure out a good way to raise taxes. And this was something that all of the progressives and environmentalists would love. And so they said, oh, yes, this is a great thing. Let's do that. And I'll buy my canvas bags. And then, of course, nobody does it. So what about you? Was that why? Do you not care? Should the bag tax be higher? Would that make a difference to
goodness.
You?
Goodness. Don't even introduce that idea.
888-630-9625. The bag tax. Why has it not been successful? Or has it been successful? Was the intention always to just raise more money?
And this was
a way to bring a tax in that no one would dispute because who wants to be against the Chesapeake Bay being free of plastic bags? 888-630-WMAO.
Was it to clean the Chesapeake Bay? Because here in D.C., they sold it to us that they were going to clean up the Potomac.
The Potomac, the Anacostia River, and I just used the Chesapeake Bay as a large body of water. But yes, that was...
Okay, so a lot often, you know, the whole environmental line is not even being honest because some of these items are actually highly recyclable, or they're also, we have so much landfill space that for what, another 1,000 years, 500 years, people are very misled on it. However, I will tell you why most people don't care, because whenever I go to a store, they don't say, would you like a bag for a nickel a piece? They say, would you like a bag?
Right.
And it sounds like the most ridiculous question.
Exactly. Why else
you're thinking,
would I want a bag?
I've got 50 items here. Of course I want a bag. And I catch it everywhere I go. They're not telling people, we're charging you for that bag. Would you like a bag is implying it's free. And I feel that if you're going to charge people for this item that's already been paid for, you're going to tax them on it. They should be made aware of that, because many voters, many people out there are very unaware that they're paying for this.
Would it make a difference to you if they said...
It already has made a difference to me. I scowl at people and say, I will not give this city one more nickel. I will walk out of there with stuff flowing out of my purse, in the hood of my jacket, out of my pockets, in my cargo pants, whatever the heck I have on, before I give the city one more nickel to abuse, when they can't fill potholes, when they can't even manage to take care of the city in a better way.
The reason that I raise all of this is because the Washington Post had a precious article yesterday afternoon. They're so precious sometimes. The headline is, a Maryland County's nickel tax for plastic bags is paying off, but not as planned. See, because the Washington Post assumes that the politicians all wanted you to stop using plastic bags, which is not the case. They just wanted to raise more money off of you. But listen to this paragraph. Plastic bags make up about a third of the trash found in the county's streams and stormwater ponds. Many end up in the heavily polluted Anacostia River. Charging shoppers a nickel for each plastic or paper bag would prod them to embrace environmentally friendly reusable sacks, or so the county hoped. Now, when he says, or so the county hoped, he's assuming that the county politicians were actually being truthful when they said that that's what their end goal was. Do you believe that the end goal of the bag tax was ever to actually reduce the use of bags?
I go right back to, are these waterways cleaner? Are they using them to keep it clean? And where's the evidence
of
that?
Well, no, it's not cleaner at all, because people are still using, they're using more bags than ever.
Right, but
but
with all the money they have, they can clean it up.
Oh, no. The money goes to all of the programs that they want to pay for. They never said that this money would go to clean up the rivers.
Oh.
Not that I know of.
So, see, it is misleading.
No.
It is deceitful. It is misleading.
The environmental impact of this was supposed to... So, when we raise taxes on cigarettes, people stop smoking because they become too expensive, or so they say. And so, that was the idea. We're going to raise a tax here so that people will stop using the bags, which, by the way, goes against... liberal orthodoxy. Liberals don't think that if you tax something, people use it less. Otherwise, why did they tax our income? Joe in Bedford, you're on WMAL. What do you think of this plastic bag tax in MoCo that will continue because they just are addicted to the money?
Do you realize that the ocean has developed a bacteria to eat plastic in the same way it developed the bacteria with the BP spill? You know, all of those Dawn commercials and yeah. things that they could make. The majority of that oil was taken up by bacteria which developed that would eat the oil, and now there's a bacteria that eats plastic.
I did not know that because I only did 1 year of science in school. But I'll tell you that if the ocean really, and thank you for the call and educating me, Joe, if the ocean really does come up with and invent their own bacteria to eat away at and destroy the things that they don't want in it, like oil or plastic bags, what does that tell you about the flesh-eating bacteria?
Oh, God.
Clearly, they don't want humans in the ocean either. The ocean gods don't.
Just a beautiful spin on everything with you.
It's 644 on WMAO.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Announcing the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. It's going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. And Ted Britt is still offering that fantastic military appreciation and first responders $1,000 cash bonus. It's very simple. This is to thank the heroes serving in our military and our community. Go up to Ted Britt. They've already got great deals. And then you say, by the way, I'm a first responder. I'm military. And boom, you get $1,000 back right there. Ted Britt also has this great program. As if that military cash bonus isn't a great enough program. Listen to this one. They've also got Ted Britt for Life. Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of the 9 great locations of Ted Britt or online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway slows down Wisconsin Avenue to Connecticut Avenue, while the outer loop is slow ride 95 to Colesville Road and University Boulevard to Connecticut Avenue. Eastbound 66 slows down Westmoreland Street to Washington Boulevard. That's where there is an accident taking out the left lane. Northbound 95, the on-ramp from Prince William Parkway, is partially blocked by a crash. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road, overturned vehicle. The District Canal Road near Arizona Avenue, a down tree. Westbound Norbeck Road and Avery Road, a down tree, taking out all lanes. River Road in Bethesda at Willard Avenue, there's standing water in the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance for showers and storms on this Tuesday. We get up to around 90. We could catch a stray thunderstorm early tonight, low 74. We'll see early patchy fog tomorrow, increasing clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms, afternoon high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 74 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:46 on WMAL. Is there a silent majority out there supporting Donald Trump and they don't show up in the polls and they're keeping their mouth shut and keeping their head down and they'll show up in October? Are you one of them? 888-630-9625. Who are the silent majority, if it even exists? 888-630-WMAL. I ask the question because there's a great column over at Mediaite saying why the silent majority won't reveal Trump support until the last moment. And Jesse Jane Duff, here is an example of that. Jim Gaffigan, a comedian, appeared on Bill Maher's show this weekend, and listen to this.
So who are you for this election?
I'm for Donald. No, I'm not.
The least faithful person ever.
No, but the funny thing is I'm convinced I've never met someone who supports Donald Trump. It's like I've never met them. Wait a minute, do you support Donald Trump? And the thing is, it's like I know people have
They're
voted
at your
for
shows.
Him. But, you know, the thing is like, I'm from Indiana. I'm from a red state. I travel across the country constantly. I see him on the news, but I don't run into people that are going to vote for him.
Well, but that's a little bit of living in a bubble.
Yeah, good for you, Bill Maher. It's true. It is living in a bubble.
Good
These are
you.
Elitists. This is that famous line of the elitist media type in New York City. I can't remember her name now after 1972 that said, well, I don't know how Richard Nixon got elected. I know what nobody that I knew voted for him. Well, yeah, because you're an elitist in the media in New York City. Mm-hmm. But what do you say of this silent majority? Who is the silent majority? Why are they silent?
Well, this is probably one of the most tense races within the Republican Party in ages. And there is a lot of hostility out there on both sides. And I hear a lot of people say to me that the Donald Trump supporters are very, you know, outspoken. The reality is, to me, it depends upon where you're at. Because here in D.C., he's not popular. The D.C. delegation isn't supporting Trump. They're going to go to the convention supporting Rubio and Kasich. And I've been in the room with them. I'm going to be going to the convention. And the Trump supporters stay quiet. They stay very quiet. Because it's not worth the battle. It's not worth it. We already know he's the nominee. We're just going to let them say what they want to say, do what they need to do. They feel they're representing the D.C. voters. Well, guess what? There were a lot of voters that did show up for Donald Trump, too. And we're just going to let the cards fall where they may, because he's won this nomination. And I think a lot of those people have kind of calmed down now. They don't feel like they have to defend him as actively.
But you're talking about the debate within the Republican Party of the Trumpers versus non-Trump.
The non-Trumps are very aggressive now. They are tweeting out "Never Trump." They're saying they're all but sounding as if they're going to still try to go to the convention and get somebody else on the ticket.
So you're saying that this quote unquote okay. So I'm just trying to understand in terms of the general election, because that's for the. For the nomination, but I guess it rings true.
It silences a lot of people.
So that's and but that doesn't deter them from being for their candidate.
Well, I mean, it's silencing. I think a lot of people are very quiet about supporting Donald Trump because of the controversial remarks. I mean, every time we've broken for the news here, it's been a negative Trump story. And, you know, it gets difficult to try to explain why you like somebody when you keep hearing these negatives. So I do think there's a big silent majority out there. I really do.
Donald Trump making missteps doesn't make it easy as well.
Right. And people don't know how to explain why they like him sometimes. That can't rawness is why they like him, and yet you find it hard to defend.
All right, it's 6:50 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman, get protected, and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one. to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
6:53, time for the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA. And here's Chuck Kamlick. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning. Stocks are going to fall today. They exploded last week when traders shrugged off that Brexit vote, but now we're rethinking things. Amazon's dropping the list prices that show how much customers are saving. Some people have sued. They say actual savings may not be as rich as Amazon says they are. The FTC is investigating the cheating website Ashley Madison. Last year's hack attack cost that company that owns the site more than a quarter of its revenue and a lot of customers. Microsoft and Monsanto teaming up to invest in agricultural startups in Brazil. They'll give money to new companies that are looking for ways to use technology to help the farm industry. And Twinkies, Ding Dongs, and Ho-Hos, oh my. Hostess brands being sold to a company called Gore Holdings. Once that deal is complete, maybe later this year, Gore says Hostess will start selling stock to the public. And Disney's Finding Dory made $50 million this weekend. The three-week total now, $381 million. That makes Dory the fifth highest grossing animated movie ever. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
6:55, now WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In a loop of the Beltway, the off-ramp to 95 in Maryland, an accident. Some heavy volume, Wisconsin Avenue to Connecticut Avenue. The outer loop slows down, 95 to University Boulevard. Eastbound 66 approaching Washington Boulevard. There's an accident now on the shoulder. The eastbound Dulles Toll Road, right past the toll plaza, crash takes out a lane. Northbound 270 is Shady Grove Road, a lane blocked due to a crash. And southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road, overturned vehicle on the shoulder. Westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road, down tree in the District Canal Road near Arizona Avenue. To a down tree, that one blocks a lane. Now the garage from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Out of mostly cloudy skies, chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We get up to around 90. Tonight, a few clouds, stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now in the nation's capital. And by the way, later this week, a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a stray shower or storm. But Friday is when we will be clear of the rain. High of 96, mostly sunny skies on Friday.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
How many times have you noticed a little boy with long hair? Sure, we've all heard the, is that a boy or is that a girl? When I grew up, I didn't have a choice in the hairstyle department. It was either short or shorter. As one of five boys, our barber was my dad. I think he learned to cut hair in the Air Force, only he didn't do it too well. The only style he knew was buzz cut. That's buzz cut short or buzz cut shorter. Christian was an 8-year-old boy who started to grow his hair long. For 2 years, he didn't cut his hair. Turned into a bit of a, well, hairy situation. He was bullied by other kids, pressured to cut it by others. But Christian was on a mission to help sick kids he had seen on TV that had lost their hair battling cancer. He decided to grow his hair 10 inches and donate it to Make-A-Wig, and he did exactly that. Proving once again, you can't judge a book by its cover. Young Christian may be a bit shorter on hair these days, but he is surely taller in stature. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk about the Capitol 4th fireworks and a mini controversy over the fact that they showed fireworks from previous years instead of the dreary night sky we had last night. Also, right after the news, we're going to check in with Representative Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, ask him about the rash of terror attacks over this.